From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Jamal Cutler reports for Columbia Green Media that on December 1st, the Hudson Muslim Youth and a group called Left in Focus held a rally near the roundabout on the Columbia County side of the Rip Van Winkle Bridge to support the Palestinians. Shaban Ahmed, co-founder of Hudson Muslim Youth, said, and I quote, "We're having this rally to call for a permanent ceasefire. We also want to end the occupation of Palestine. It's absurd and horrifying that humanity can take a brief pause on genocide and then starts it up again," end quote. Barry McCormack of Left in Focus spent time in the West Bank in the past decade working with a theater there. McCormack said, and I quote, "My friends and loved ones are being attacked in the West Bank. I spent time in the West Bank working with a theater organization. Their theater was occupied and their family members had been murdered. I feel close to this issue because of the time that I spent there and because of the moral high ground of what this means," end quote. The protesters at the roundabout wanted to extend a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas. Zach Lewis of Germantown, who served with the Israeli Defense Force and is a founder of the Jewish Alliance for Israel, said he believes in the freedom of speech of the demonstrators, but only to a point. He said, and I quote, "That line gets crossed when they start talking about genocide, when free speech becomes about hate speech," end quote. Some passing cars blared music or shouted at the protesters near the roundabout. WOOC reports that on November 27th, the group Queers for Palestine protested outside a LGBTQ fundraiser for Representative Paul Tonko in Albany. One of the organizers, Jen Barkin, spoke with WOOC.
"We have been pushing the entire time for him to sign on to the resolution that Cori Bush has put forward, House Resolution 786, to call for immediate de-escalation and ceasefire and humanitarian aid, and that over the last, you know, month and a half, a number of Congress members have signed on to, and Paul Tonko had not."
And you can read the full story in Columbia Green Media. News 10 in Albany reports that New York State is seeing an increase in cases of respiratory syncytial virus, or RSV. Since late October, case rates are increasing at a faster rate than COVID-19. Dr. Nosa Agbi-Labardi of Central Med Urgent Care said, and I quote, "Before it used to be mostly only kids, but now it's everyone. Both adults, children, as well as geriatric patients. So everybody. No one is immune to RSV at all," end quote. New York State's health commissioner said, and I quote, "One thing I remind my peers who are 60 and older and have an underlying medical condition, look at the RSV vaccine for you. One thing we did in New York that is different than in any other state, as far as I know, is we've allowed every pharmacy to have RSV vaccine and give it," end quote. Read more about this story at News 10 Albany. Mid-Hudson News reports that Metro North Railroad trains will ban the consumption of alcohol from 4 a.m. on Saturday, December 9th, through 12 p.m. on Sunday, December 10th. That's because hundreds of people dressed as Santa Claus are expected to descend on New York City for drunken revelry during the annual SantaCon event. The MTA is warning there will be more officers at Penn Station, Grand Central Madison, and Grand Central Terminal to enforce the weekend alcohol restriction. Police will confiscate alcoholic beverages and issue tickets. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.